Amud Beis. Says the Gemara again, Haimad Deshad of Pisa Ladikla at the Tam Michai Mishim Shtayim, Echaz Mishim Tolish, Echaz Mishim Afarik. Avashem and Derech Klisha Bekach and Derech Prika Bekach. We saw a bunch of Pshatim yesterday, Shitas Rashi. The Farag told her the dash, discharge, the Farag tomorrow met a Machabedo. Okay. Tosa says, doesn't that what Rashi said? The Farag Ha'ilun, a little different. Why not? So we think the Pshat is, we saw in the Shvitas of Shabbos, because it requires Mechusa, dash, the kernel is covered by the husk. Here it's not covered. So Rashbam says it is covered. But not sure if Rashbam saw dates. Did dates grow in northern France? I don't know. Because all the farmers say, the Israelis say, the internet says, a bezdin of the farmers and the internet, whatever it is. We don't know what kind of covering there really is there. We don't know. So we don't know. Not that we don't know. Some say this is a covering at the early stage of development. We don't know about it. You never heard of that either, really. I mean, it is a Gemara Brachos. I'm involved. Okay. It's a mystery. Good. So now we saw the Ran, that the Ran asks, if Rashi is right, so what are you limiting yourself to tomorrow for? It should apply to everything. Right? The Ran's kasha. You apply to all the types of fruits. That's the Gemara we learned yesterday. Any questions in the Gemara? Just push up shot in the Gemara. Good. Push up shot. Push up shot. So now, the question became, according to Rashi, every single kotzer should also chay bishum dash. So what the answer we gave? From this miyuchas laran that says, no, if it's b'chuba l'karka, and I wasn't as clear as I should have been yesterday. The word mechuba means two different things. It means mechuba lekarka, and the word mechuba we spoke about yesterday from the Shvitas Shabbos means that the husk and the kernel are mechuba to each other. So I wasn't as precise as I should have been. Some people got confused, but the word mechuba means two different things. So mechuba lekarka, the Yuchas Aran says that there is absolutely no dosh. Dosh is only when it's tosh. So Meir showed me, it's often a Rashi. Where's Rashi? Where Rashi? I look at Ksubis. Rashi and Ksubis. Daf Samach. Says it's so beferish. I wrote it down here. Mefarek. V'lo v'na mechub, v'lo v'na tolish. It sounds like you're saying this is beferish. It sounds like a kind of diuk. Sounds pretty beferish to me. I don't know. Why everyone just was talking about the Miyuchas Aran instead of the Rashi? It's Meir's Aura. I don't know. Yes?
So what do we do with the Rashi and Gimel and Beis?
Oh. What do we Rashi and Gimel and Beis? Go slow. We go slowly, one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Again, it's a Chazah briefly. The Achronim say that Rashi tells of a machloikas if it's not covered. Right? Rashi says it's dosh anyway, and Rashbam says no. Fine. Now, the Ran asks the Kasha should apply to Shar Peiros. Now, exactly when are you. The Ran is quoting Rashi that says that you're. Over to Mefarek tomorrow at Dekel. That was his girsa. We don't have the word Dekel, right? We have the word Machbedos. There could be a difference. Now, if it's Dekel, the Dekel is clearly Mechuber. Then your Kasha is a Gavaldik Akasha. It's Machbedos. Maybe the Machbedos are already separated from the ground. We don't know. Okay? And the question we got with yesterday, how you take grapes off the cluster? Rebbeinu Shalala. Right? Because the Ran says it only comes from a cluster. According to the Ran, how do we take grapes off a cluster on Shabbos? That's the kasha. Oh. So, as a Minchas Chinuch talks about it. We mentioned this already yesterday, but that's always good to see things inside. The Shvisa Shabbat, I don't have here. It's somewhere, floating. Maybe we'll look at it later in time. Okay. Shkayach. Here's Hadosh. Okay. Quotes Rashi, Tosfos. He quotes a Gemara in Sukkah Yigimel, Machpelus to Ben Tvarin. Pirush Rashi, Machpelus Anfei Dekel. He calls what Elon Shanifshap. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday. Get back to you one second. The Kash de Milchasinich against Iran is, he doesn't understand why should it be worse when it's Tolish when it's Mechuba. So the answer is he didn't, so that's Meir's Kasha. Meir didn't have this Miuchos Iran, it wasn't printed in his day, probably. But he had Rashi and Xubis, that's Meir's Kasha. So why is the Milchasinich asking this Kasha? He should have realized that the Rashi and Xubis is the answer to the Kasha. Don't know. Then we had yesterday, we had the Shvitz of Shabbos, who proves from the Rashi, I didn't read it to you yesterday, but I guess we should always chazer again and look a little bit inside. The Shvitz of Shabbos is in Dash, Psicha, Sivkot, and Hay. Read a little bit, not the whole thing. He wants to know, you need Mechusa or even it's Megula? What's the Pre-Megadon? Again, you can look it up yourself. If we saw in the previous comments at the beginning of Akdama and Eshel Avraham, the Mepharik is be'ochel mepsolos ha'tomen bo, akhid the most of mashke me'ochel, right? But otherwise, maybe not. He's not mechusa, maybe not. Effective the Shvisa Shabbos, he seems to have situations where the, it's not that way. Here he quotes, brachos lamavav mebeit, klipa yeshana be'kufri, kodem bishulam. Okay, so the question is kufri and tamer, two different things. The Rashbam is shver, so the Ramban around them didn't say worry about this klipa, right? They never heard of kufri. Even we don't even know kufri even exists. Shnei ofanim in yendash. I read to you yesterday. Over mechusa feel and a mechuber. Again, the word mechuber doesn't mean mechuber to the tree, mechuber to the wheat and the chaff, right? Kamo cholev the pocket v'yakir. Or mechuber, I feel to each other. I feel ain't a mechusa. Kitzmarim, beilon. Okay, which they're attached to each other. Rashi referring with malbusha chodem etrei gavne noka. Suba stav samach. He quotes the Rashi there as well. He quotes the Rashi what you quoted me as the before Shmita Shabbos. Lo mena mechuber elamena talish. Okay, he didn't say miskasaba. Nothing to do with miskasaba. So you have two different chiyuvim. Miskasaba is one chiyuv, right? And mechuber presumably on the hand means mechuber one to the other. Not necessarily mechuber to the tree. He says does not apply mechuber to the tree. Fine. And the mechaschin is kasha toshim mechuber chay mishum dash. So the ugly takot the shidim hasaram additional mechuber. Rashi said, "Why don't I say the shoes of Shabbos?" Of course, Rashi in one line. This is mechus of the ram. Are we missing something, man? The top of page Mem Gimel in Shvisa Shabbos. I don't have to do with this exactly. I'm just reading. Reading. You got to read, right? Fine. That's what we saw. Good. Fine. But I have a noob shot today. We have a Gemara. That's it. The Gemara, we know the Gemara. Ein derech, we just read the Gemara a second time. What does it say? Ein derech klisha b'kach, ein derech prika b'kach. So how do we understand it to mean? Kalachayad, right? Kalachayad. Rashi beferish. Tosh kalachayad upot. Okay? Let me read you a comment of the Heilige Tzfasemis. Ger Rebbe. People call Tzfasemis al-Chumash. As I said a little about Neo Chassidus, you know. You have to first not call it Torah Kula. Before he's looking at Svarsamas and Chumash, he's looking at Svarsamas and Gemara. Forgive me for that passing comment, but it's such a raging debate. All right, we'll leave it at that. Okay. Ayin Gimel, the Svarsamas. Find it. Here we go. And there are chisha b'kachav. And there are pika b'kachav. Upirish Rashi, and there's riga av aviyad, but kli chayav. Yeah, because it says it's kalach ayad. If you do it directly, v'lulei dvar v'yeshloma. What's going on against Rashi? The pirish atosis. Lo machayev klal afilu biyad of a kli shetolshin b'nakli b'vila. Why? Shem da derech hu litlosh achakach lefarek min apsoles lo litlosh miyad b'nakli b'sholom. Normally, what do? Pull it off, then remove the husk. But not straight from the tree. Something along those lines. He's a noob shot. A noob shot. A noob shot. A whole noob shot. Doesn't mean kalachiyad. It's not dosh at all. As I often say, it's not a klal, it's a prat. The Rebbe. That's what he says. Okay, interesting shot. Fine. I think he means like the Miyuchas Laran. And maybe like with the Rashi and Ksuba, so the question why Rashi said something different over here. So I want to make the following suggestion. Along the same lines, we see from Rashi elsewhere, and Tosis here, the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, that you have to have something which is covered, as the Shvisas of Shabbos originally suggested, the Prima Gunnery suggested it, only if it's covered. So maybe what it means is as follows. Rav Papa and Rav Ashi are fighting on this shaila. The traditional pshat is the only pshat on a is a kalachayad, not kalachayad. It's a little bit mudna. So if it's kalachayad, so would they fight? What's kalachayad? Maybe no. Maybe they're fighting whether you require a kisui or not. As the Rebbe said, and the prika b'kach means it's. It's not called a dash at all. Rashi elsewhere says that it is. Sure, he says that it is. Rav Papa holds it is. It's a machlokas amaroyim. The chakira of the primogonim and the shvisa says machlokas amaroyim. Rav Papa says it need not be mechusa, and Rav Ashi says it has to be mechusa. Wow. No steer in Rashi. Rav Papa holds yes, and Rav Ashi holds no.
What is a machlokas in the metzias?
No, machlokas in din.
But in the deets, they're talking about a specific case of deets.
Exactly.
So the dates are not. They're not covered.
They're not covered.
Metzias. It's a metzias.
Exactly. They're not covered.
They have a machlokas whether it is or it isn't.
No, everything is not covered. Rav Papa says it doesn't have to be covered.
But the first mandamar says it is. Rashi says in the first mandamar that it is covered.
Exactly, because the first mandamar holds doesn't have to be covered. And the second Madama says it does. That's exactly what it that, don't blame me. The Gad Heber said it. I think he said it. All the Rishonim understood that the fact means the Me'achbedos V'eshkol against Tosfos. They may agree it has to be only if it's covered. According to Rav Ashi. If that's the case, Baruch Hashem. When you have grapes coming up to Shabbos again, we had grapes coming last Shabbos, then we can take it with no problem because it's not mechusa. If this is correct. The Mechasin against the Kash against the Ramo. What? Rashi is chopped liver. He didn't bother mentioning Rashi Shita. This is Kash against the Ramo. Mechasinuch. Why didn't at least mention Rashi? Mention Rashi. A good Kash. Mention it at least. If we're right, no. Rashi only said it according to one Mandoma, but not Lamaskana, according to Rav Ashi. Maybe. Tzorchin Ramah, so he was shitasin the Hakma b'Shabbos. No, maybe Rashi would have been the Maskana. Again, a possibility if you're holding with the Rebbe.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What about Tlisha?
Look in the words of Rashi, my dear friend. Let's read the Rashi very, very carefully. Every word in Rashi counts. Gold. Ain't there a Tlisha? Ain't there a Tlisha upriga b'kach? Those words don't exist in Shas. In Shas it says, ain't there a Tlisha b'kach, ain't there a priga b'kach. That's Rashi, you have a shortage of ink, maybe. So you figure they'll save a few words. Ein derech klisha uprika v'kach. Says Rashi, ayadeh zrika. Okay. Ela obiyad obakli. Watch this now. V'toleish kalachayada upotah. What word is missing? What word is missing, no? Mefarik. Toleish kalachayada, what happened to Mefarik? He starts off with Tlisha Prika and ends up only with Tlisha. Oh, maybe we see from here, that's what they were shown him, like the Ran and the Pseudo Ran. According to Rashi, over twice, with the Tolish Shvorim and Adekel. And the Minchas Chinuch says, Rashi, how'd they get it? Where did Rashi say that? One second. Tosfos said, "Mevim Hashem Rashi Mefrak Mefrak Ha'ilim Yimasol." Any other read? Uber Rashi Nidan Lo Bruska Lashon Zeh. Rashi never said it. I mentioned this yesterday. What Elon Rashi didn't say that. Where they got it from? Mechas Chinas Kasha. Okay. Maybe they got it. You over in two malachas at once. The Tolish. That's why it says Tolish. Don't bother mentioning Mefrak. It's Hainuach. Maybe they were shown him a medayik from the fact that Rashi didn't mention this mefarak the second time around. If that's the case, kalachayad means a maisa tlisha with an isa tolish and a mefarak kalachayad at once, and the p'tur is a kalachayad. So not like the Rebbe at all. That's what you're saying. It's your kasha. But maybe you can have a different suggestion. By tolish the p'tur is kalachayad. Tolish kalachayad. Mefarak? It's not derech hamalacha at all. As Rashi said in Tzadi, hey, because it's not mechusa. It's a sharp shot in Rashi. Either way, the deal is, why mention one or the other? Either it's a mocker for the Rishonim that Rashi held Yechai B'Tolish Menah 8, which Rashi then never said, as the Chassinuch asked, or my fancy of Shah, with the Mitzvah Semis, that when it comes to Tolish, it's Taka Kalachayat. Constant Mefarak is Ein Derech Melacha B'Kach. One is a klal and one is a prat. Suggesting. Okay, Rabosai, but the bottom line is there are poskim. You like it, they don't like it. Put away the Minchas Chinuch and close the Svas Emes. They're all great Gedoyle Oilim, Mamish Gedoyle Oilim, Shema Gedoyle Oilim. Not everyone holds that way. So there were those who clear hold the Zachiv of Dash, even if it's not covered. So now we're going to be stuck with our grapes. So the Egle Tal, Nocha Godel, these are all such super Gedoyle. One God will greater than the next God. G'dolim shebe g'dolim shebe g'dolim. Said that I told you a few times, but I didn't read it yesterday. Bifnim, inside, Egle Tal says, as I mentioned yesterday in the Shir, if it's le'alter and darko le'alter, then it's okay. Dosh sivkot gimel os base. Okay? If it's le'alter and darko le'alter, there's a heter, not only by borer, but by dosh as well. Pashvis, yes. That's what I think he means. Like the thousands of affairs. Off in the Mishnah, I told you a few times. Kufkov base and base. You can use a nutcracker to crack nuts. Why? Shederech lasos the Mishas Achila. Rak Mishas Achila. This is Lashon. Rak Mishas Achila. Now, what do you do with these other cases of Belilos and Sharvitim and all that stuff? No. There it's normally done long term. It's normally done long term. You may not do it even short term. It's only what if it's normally done long term, short term, and you do it short term. If it's normally done long term, you do it short term. That is prohibited. That's prohibited. That's what it says over here, Beferish. the lilos, the klipa kosher, the different kinds of klipas, fine. I want to be back on the words of Egle Tal. I don't want to speak so, but technically we're going to see as we get to probably tomorrow. Peanuts! Everybody said, the hell of peanuts! Who in his life has ever cracked a peanut shell on Shabbos with a nutcracker? Raise your hand.
With a nutcracker?
Yeah. Never used a nutcracker? Who's ever done with a yad? Okay, so you guys are stronger than me. You can do with a yad. That's serious shayla. Because peanuts, we know, you go on the internet, I think the majority of peanuts are probably processed and either shelled in advance or you made into other things. You burn the shell. It's not my kasha. The Achron has the kasha. The Bizman Azev. Should we ask is the crack peanuts? So it's the commercialization of that holy peanut. So is it majority? What's the story? So there's different expressions in the Egle Tal. I'll try to give you some of his interesting lashonos. Every word, of course, is gold. I can find it over here. What is this? I'm sorry, there's so much here. I apologize, I'm too far ahead. Here we go. Who then a kolev chitin biyad? It's chayim mishum dash. Okay? It's over here.
Where
are you? And the Tal Sifkot Yud Aleph. Page Kufchav Dalet. Uma, new paragraph. Mashevi Raim, it's Hovsim and Shinchav Aleph. No. Hosam Iker Derech Libus Hashem and Betzolim. Liat l'sarach achila. He uses the word ikar. Okay? In Sibkot and Dalet, what did he say? Rak. Rak. Right? It has to be only Lialta. Only Lialta. I guess you never say never. It means a mir chen amotzi, not Lialta. But if you look in this Lashon, in Sibkot and Gimel, Oz Beis, there he has a Lashon of Darko. The last line of the page, Kuf Tazan. Darko Lakova Bashas Achila. So you know, and at the end he says, Rock. What does it mean? Derech, Rock, it's relevant for peanuts nowadays. It's hard to know. Oh. Of course, the question becomes, what do you do with grapes when they make wine? Gewalt! Now the grapes are being, not for immediate use. How long it takes until the wine comes into your mouth from the time that they crush the grapes? It could be years. There's another harifus over here, based on Sifkot and Vav, which not everyone agrees to at all. He says, Oh, Choshesh of Shtei Klippas, Pirik Klippa, Chachiton, Levada, the Klippa Penimus is still there, then it's not considered to be Dash. He said, if you take the grapes off the Eshkolas, off the clusters, to make Yayin, you're not Chayev. Why? Because it's mechus adisha of the next act of schita menayayim. No, if the Egle Tal is right in Sifkot and Vav, he's right in Sifkot and Dalet. But unfortunately, not everyone agrees with Sifkot and Vav. It could be not for me if it's the Oraisis, and they all yell at him. He's right or he's wrong. I don't know if he's right or he's wrong. I don't know. It's not so simple. So it comes along with the Tosa Shulchan. Rav Chaim Noah talks about it as well. Yes.
That
really sounds like you're saying.
Isn't that that's not against the Rashi? Because you know Rashi, but doesn't Rashi say there are two stages to dash? That there's first you detach it from the tree and then you dash it?
Right. The Shavuos of the Shabbos is exactly that. When you didn't do that pula b'shlemus, then you putter. But what's called pulas chalukas, like pirik and schita, or arsug over here, he said that the Egle Tal's Svara wouldn't help, and the people who think the whole Egle Tal Svara is wrong to begin with. But again, it's not me for the Raisis when it comes to Chitim and Torah Melilas. You saw the Sugi Melilas, so that's what's going on. We're not after Melilas yet today. We're trying to go slow. Kuf Chavav in Ksos and Shulchan, Sivkot and Tes. Okay? Quote Supreme Garden, only if it's covered, Egle Tal said it's not true. Shvisas the Shabbos says it's Sveka Dedina. Fine. Alta Rebbe says Miskasabo. But some would disagree with the Rebbe. The Rebbe is Lavdavka. Okay. Fine. Now he wants to know like this. What do you do with grapes? She's like this. Dafka Paris Kamot Tamarim, Shatol Shinosa Mina Ilan, Ima Eshkol, Vahakach Mefakin at Tamarim, Machnis Nosan La Otsar, Baba Matia Petesa Manala, Yotza Bodel Bitsmaru Vigrogros, Ho of Enigma Malachta La Meiser. Says Rashi, Habodel Shimbuboka Zubuzu Magdil Magrefa, Alma Shu Oakland Tamarim, Akasha Osu Men Ktsirs, Kamot Grogros, Lo Lidash Mina Shabi Velecho. He didn't eat it raw. You see, the Gemara Malachim is when you make them to the Ketzias. Dry it up. Remember those similar to Elamatias? It's right there in the first sugya. Oh. So that's why the Ketos HaShulchan says that tomorrow is like chitin. You make an otzer out of it. But grapes? No. Grapes? You take it off the class and eat it right away. Anovim. Right? He thinks it's mutter for that reason. That's the reason. What about bananas? Bananas. That's how he spells it. Bananas. Beis, aleph, nun, ayin, samach. Bananas. Perash akonga bananas. Mutter le tol shem eneshko b'shabbos. You know the bananas come. They come 5, 6 in a cluster, right? Can you pull one off from the other on Shabbos? Happens here in Shalosh Shudas every week. Rabbi Shalalum. A chayv skila. A bananas. He says, no. Afa pisha derech shachen v'nish ha-mocha tolshem in ha-eshkel b'shul l'kuchol. So, you want a banana here, take it off. And that's not for immediate use. You're buying, you're going to have it tomorrow. You buy it today, the cover Shabbos Kodesh in 2 days. Yeah. Hello, kech mevim le-beso, fam ne-chol, ha-kava shos, v'yom ha-yomayim. Oh. It was Mechavet. Yomayim. Thursday for Shabbos. Nimei shenet loshet lo b'shas achila. Nu. Kevan she'em achnis no so lo'ot tzerachat lishik about tomorrow. Lo havei disha. Then I mean she'em eshko banana se tog beso ain't a tolshim ele b'shas achila dafka. Ele b'shas konim rak banana sachodim v'eshko nisha etzal achanvani has 20 and eshko only by 3. Nu me'mele muchach atoshim shalom b'shas achila. Because it's a financial consideration. Ad kan, the bananas of the Ketos HaShul who lived in the old Yerushalayim, he knew about bananas. And we are. Page Nun Zion Amud Beis. Beautiful.
According to the Hengli Tal, that's so good because you need also peel the banana and tell
peel. Maybe that would be a het according to him. It's not called. Maybe. I don't want to say. Rabosai. We have a Shvisas HaShabbos with another Gevaldik of Svara to take off the grapes. This is in the Shvisas HaShabbos. I can find it. Gosh. Whoa. Give me a second. Whoa. Here we go. Not finding it right now. It's somewhere in here. He quotes Rabosai from the Sefer called the Shem Chodosh. The only time we say there's an Isur of Dosh is akin to the Pu'ula of Dosh in the Mishkan, threshing, which means using pressure. You ever see a thresher? They bang. They bang down, and that by banging down, it splits off the kernel from the husk. Oh. If I pull a grape from the cluster, that's not pressure, just pulling it off. Let me understand why our Gemara says it's Disha. Our Gemara, what happens? Thing falls from the tree, boom! Falls on the floor. That's called pressure. The pressure can come from the top. You put bang on something. Pressure can come from the bottom. You land on something. That's when there is a chiyuv of dash, as opposed to when you pull something. Another possibility.
Only according to the Rav Chachamim.
What?
Only according to the Rav Chachamim. According to the Rashi Tosafot, they don't learn the Gemara.
Fiyaran, that's the chayvan of his tefloh. Right. That would be a mock of this, we call the Shem Chadosh. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, finally. Shin Yud Tes Sif Chaf. Shin Yud Tes Sif Chaf. So the Aruch HaShulchan makes the following suggestion. He says, when you do things one at a time, it's not called dash. Only if you have many at a time, then it's borer, then it's dosh. He's quoting Gemara that Beit Gimel happened to the Beit Gimel. You have to give Gimel yet, so I can pull one grape at a time. If he's right, the Chashulchan is right. If I have a big cluster, I want to rip half the cluster from the other half. That might be a potential problem. But he'll say no. If you're ripping one half from the other, you can't call that dosh or bar, because they're two equal halves. They're both equally edible. So the Aruch HaShulchan would be another possible answer. So we gave a number of answers so far why we're Baruch Hashem. No one was chayav when you ate grapes last Shabbos, and there won't be chayav if you eat grapes this Shabbos. B'tei Avon. Now, let's go further.
According to the Aruch HaShulchan Svara, what about to take, if you have a cluster of grapes, you want to take part of the cluster from the other cluster?
That's what you said. That to be a problem. But the answer was, you can't call that either dash or bore because they're two equal pieces. It's like cutting a piece of meat in half. Okay.
We're not grabbing a couple of grapes at once.
Don't do it. Derech Eretz come on the Torah. Okay. A couple wouldn't be anything. A lot means a lot. You know, a really lot. Oh. No problem. Allah Chalamayis is no problem. Okay. Now this idea we saw before that a behemoth is going to do the karka. We already mentioned this one time before, earlier in this month. There was a Ruah, Simen Nun Ches, that quotes that Svara, that it's famous from the Magad Mishnah, Pshat and the Rambam. Right? Fine. So he discusses the question of these Gedula Kaka. Oh. I forgot the perfect call, Ma'arvin. It's called Gedulei Karka from Likach Mos Maaseh Sheni. Hola Rai. Chochanami Iker Hosaman De Kori Leila Dag Gedulei Karka. Huh? Asuch Amad De Kuzin By Dag. Yet the Gemara says Vichilozen Haynu Dag. Hek Memayet Le Rabbonon Amedisha Le Gedulei Karka Le Mutei Chilozen Le Gedulei Karka Hu. Mevatel Daito. They say because one Madama says Vehme Yes. And dog, no. Okay. This is the Ozerua. Yesterday, the Kash and the Ramban. The Ramban, I read to you the words of the Ramban verbatim. One more time. He says again, Disha b'yasmo shal pri les ala b'gdu l'karka. Ava l'hotzi m'menu peris m'chu nosim m'tzmu n'mesoch kishalahem. It's called cholev. Duma the disha d'gdu l'karka. So I give a possible pshat. One is done with g'du l'karka, done with l'chefza. M'chu nosim m'tzmu n'mesoch kishalahem. That comes from the chilazim. So I even asked our counselor Shalita, and even he himself had to give me an answer. But Sender gave me an answer. Where's Sender? Sender gave me a potential answer. His answer is not bad. We say the words, the holy words of the Ramban. Every word is count. Mechunosim utmunim. Cholev is something which is independent of the cow. The cow, there's a cow and there's milk. You don't have milk without a cow, you don't have cow without milk. So it's something which is covered by something else. With me? But with chilazon, you may be able to have chilazon without, to have blood without a chilazon. You can't have a chilazon without blood. That's the whole sugya in the Gemara, a chilazon about to die. So you don't view it as A, which is inside B, you view it as one item. It's one item, so therefore this, the idea of tmuna b'chilazon does not apply. You're left with what? No, it's not the pula, but the chefza. The chefs not going to do the karka. Sender? Yeah.
Are we assuming that the chilazon is also considered really karka?
The Gemara says chilazon is not going to do the karka.
So doesn't the Ramban in that first answer say that you also need to be really karka?
No, no. He says, if I read I'll read it one more time. He says, Dishaviat Moshe Pri, you need to do the karka. But the whole team in Menu Paris Mechunasim with Unum Besokish Alehem, Gon Cholev, It's Dumer the Dish Lukaku. It doesn't have to be Lukaku. That's how I'm reading it. That's a second teretz. That's a totally different teretz.
That's before the
Inam. I thought the Rambam was clear as a second teretz, but maybe I'm wrong. Take a look. So he has exactly what I said, that Lashon. Then he says, the Efsher, I thought it's a new teretz, the Efsher, the Bechlaglu the Kaka Behemoth as he found in Erevin. That's a separate thing. That's why I read it. I'm not sure we read it differently. That's why I read it. But we're not done with the Zohar Zeruah yet. Zohar Zeruah, we're not done with it. Okay. Fine. Look what he says. We're not finished. He says like this. Yeah, and Erevin, Ikeman Dama, Hossam Gedula Kakaninu. And some say yes, some say no. Anupsha, Rabosa. Yucholad of the Farish. Ben Rabbanan, Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Kulu Savri, then this shall we do the karka. Everyone agrees. Both say, over to the Gemara, and I hear him and out. So far, this is an enigma. How is that possible? Didn't read the Gemara? What's the Gemara say? Tzir Bechladisha, Omer Eim Tzir Bechladisha, Omer Rab, my time to Rabbanan, Ein Disha Elebe do the karka. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. Ella. The Rabbanan Sabri Dogim Lav Gedule Kakaninu. And the Behuda says, they are Gedule Kaka. There's one man dominating everyone that way. But look at this Dika Lashin in the Azaruah. Vahainu to Ka'omar Rava. My time of the Rabbanan. Ein disha ella begedule karka. Look at this dear kalash. What does that mean? Kloma. Hold the ein disha begedule karka, which everyone agrees to. La ochilo mechayev ella achas to dogal begedule karka dinu. Shimkein to be esh begedule begedule karka. Pligi. If that's the machlus which we learned until now, havle the meima. My time of the rabbanon kosavri. And this is the karka. Since it doesn't say kasavri, it means that everybody holds that way. The machlokas is the same machlokas in Erevin. I'll dug him to the karka, not. How do you like that for a pshat? No, you're a dick. Or Zeruah. Yes.
We have to work
this on. Oh, what?
We have to work this on. No?
Oh. I guess he didn't have the words. He had a different gears. Whoops. Okay, there must have been a different gersa. You got to get your very good point, Zach. Very good point. I don't know. I tell you, good stuck. I don't know. The chen pasuk of Moshe ben Maimon, the mefarg told him the dash, right? And he still says, "Well, I'll come to the Rambam in a minute." Okay, close it for the moment. Yep. A lot of Svarim open today. Svarim niftachim. Especially our heads open up. The Svarim are easy. Okay, that's what he says. Now the Alter Zeder. Pnei Yeshua. You have to bring him in, right? Alter Zeder, Pnei Yeshua. Ksubas Tav Samacham and Aleph. I read it to the words of the Holy Alter Zeder. Watch this. He's going to Tosis, Dirimatsal, Mefarkal, Achayad, Vim Tom, Edish, Lebuk, Lekaka, etc. Tosis Kasha. The same Tosis over here in Mesech Shabbos on the Ayin Gilim and Vase. We learned the Tosis already a few times, the bottom of Tosis, right? What's going on over here? The Chorah, near the Yashay, the Shidas HaSovim, the Chola, She'ein Bo Sakona, Osir afilu b'shvus greida de Yisrael. This is Rabbeinu Tam holds that way. Lo sharinen lahocha b'shabes elam shum diga tarte de rabbonim. Chodo lo shayach dishad midaraisa lebudu lekarka. V'yod davikolach hayad. Both. You need a double de rabbonim. It's also just the Pnei Yehoshua. Whoa, whoa, slowly. Now, our Tosa says, what did our Tosa say? Our Tosa says, the last line of our Tosa, V'ayinimelomar, daf rabbonon osim medrabbonon, the mezik and mefarik, v'af al gav lo asir medrabbonon, lo shori ele meshum dika tarti kolot achayad uve makam tzah. Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis doesn't like that. So what are you left with? Either the conclusion that Mefarag is Doraisa, which according to Rashi, you have to say that we passed the Gabyuda, there was Dishan Shalobag Dulekak, because they don't like the teretz of the Magad Mishnah. Or the alternative, the Pshat is, that there's no Iser whatsoever. There's no Iser whatsoever, which we shall see soon. Mutter. Because then what are they saying? It has to go include the Rabbanan. Why can't it go include the Rabbanan? See what's going on? Tosfos is according to Rashi. Right over here. Tosfos is according to Rashi. The Pirush HaKuntz is the last three lines. Halak Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know? Because it says in Aksub Estav Samach, Go Neach Yonek Cholav Shabbat My Time and Prokot Achayadu. So therefore, what? It must be a daraisa. And even though it's daraisa, they make kalachayat. The other choice is, it's mutter. If it's mutter, then you don't eat kalachayat. Wow, mutter. Now the Arzah Ruah will say that they were not goes and using the Rabbanah Chol Hashem Basakona. It's Osim and Rabbanah. Or they were goes there and the Matah Kalachayat, because Kalachayat is more Kal than the Stami Yisrael Rabbanah. Or double the Rabbanah. And the Pnei Yehoshua says that Mutter for Chol Hashem Basakona, it must be Mutter even to a Bari. He said it according to Atosis. Tosis says, Ein Nir Aloma. Ain't there a lama? Kalachiyad ikatati. And therefore they know it's a chol of daraisa. We pass the Gav Yehuda. It's a chol of the Rabbanon. It's het the gavur. So says the Pnei Yeshua. Read it again. He says, Lo shirile b'shachah b'shabbos. Either tied to the Rabbon, that's one possibility. We'll get to the Tzino in a minute. Hold on. The Acharei and Mitzitosin Shabbos, Shadachu Svarazu of Trade Rabbon, Mili Bekavanasan, to Pshitalu, to Lamandomar, a Bisha, the Medule Kaka, Afilu Shvus Nami Lohavi, Umutrafa Chatchila, Afilu Madam Bori. So therefore they're stuck saying it must go according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, it's het de gomer. We discussed this already a little while ago, right? Like they tell with Chassam Sofer back and forth. Shalom with the Kaka, is it mutter? Or is it also with the Rabbanan? So Pnei Yeshua is claiming that according to Tosfos here, it's actually mutter. Which is against the consensus view that we think it's also the Rabbanan, like Ma'amir. Ma'amir is also the Rabbanan. We just wanted to show this Maramokum in Pnei Yeshua. And this is relevant, as we shall see in a moment. We can make the following claim. Maybe we should say, it's this also the Rabbanan, and the Matah Kalachayat. But Tosfos is saying, if it's the Rabbanan, who needs Kalachayat? Double the Rabbanan. Shver. No! Single the Rabbanan. Not all the Rabbanans are created equal. Some are more strict than others. You can argue that Kilachayad is a Isur the Rabbanan Kal. As opposed to, we'll call Tisha shelo beduke kaka, which is more chamer. What does that mean? Kalachaya will call a gzeira de rabbana, and mefrak shelo beduke kaka will call a melacha de rabbana. I put on my desk Rav Shechta Shlita. You have his Eretz HaTzvi there? There we go. The holy Eretz HaTzvi. On page Nun Beis. Says, Chol Hashem Basakona, right? We're Mekel by Mekalach HaYad. Why? It's called a Gzeira. He wants to suggest that there could be two different levels of Kaleach HaYad. Remember I told you a Shaar Tzion, Tov Tzadi Vav test as a super Kaleach HaYad. We thought the facts were not so erskalten. He says a super Kaleach HaYad is only a Gzeira, but a regular Chayad is a Malach HaDirabonim. So that's a Chiddush of what Shaar Tzion, which we don't understand. Why one, he says, if you recall, he says that the Shuna Legamri is a bigger shinui than sucking from a udder of a cow, which we thought was metzias difficult. But in principle, he says it's maybe two different levels. Okay? And there's a whole discussion about this topic. It continues a little bit on page Nun Ches and Nun Tes, for those who want to look it up in the Sefer. He quotes the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, what's called the Gzeira of the Gzeira. See, Kalach HaYad is a gzeira, not a melacha d'rabbanan. It's only a gzeira. So I wanted to suggest that a gzeira d'rabbanan they're mekel, but a melacha d'rabbanan we're machmir. So Kalach HaYad is a gzeira d'rabbanan before Shimon Yer Aleph, and melacha d'rabbanan is more chamer. Says over here, Rabbi Shechta Shalita, that it can be tremendous nafkamina lemaisa. Page and Bates. May you do an Isa Doraisa Kalachayad for Chol Hashem Basakana. Yes or no? Simple level, the answer is no. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, on the spot, and the Eglei Tal, is the same thing. Like they tell them, Tochen, Tifitches, they say it's Mutter. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, one of the rare occasions, has a whole bracketed parentheses when he talks about, can you do it or not? So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, says no, Sivkot and Dalet Shin Chavches. Parentheses, Badrach, they're Gedoli Olam, and he quotes on the bottom, the Agli Tal and the Alter Rebbe, who say it's Mutter. And the truth is, if they asked me, I thought that the evidence pointed to the fact that really is Mutter. Alter Rebbe is the Shonav Shin Chav Ches Yud Zayin. Alter Rebbe is Shin Chav Ches Yud Tes. Who's the source? The Ramban and the Ran. Open. This is on the Maamar Kamos. Open to the Ran and page Kuf Samach Tes. On the Maamar Kamos. The Ran talks about by saying, do it through a guy. Before Shigma Kuf Chav Tes, do a guy. First test, there is no guy. No guy around. No guy around. For Ramban Zal Chazam Esev Torah Sa'oda, to Mishimach Yisharinim Ibnei Shuk Shvus Hanatz V'Shinui Shalom Kederach HaMalachas, which is more Kal than Amir Lenachu. Wow. 2 days in the Ran. And the same 2 days appear in two paragraphs later. You want to know, they asked the Dleika, I attain Tzricha L'Gufa, and through Nachri is a problem, you can't tell them. So first terrace is, came with him, Tzricha L'Gufa, Ya'asim, and Torah, Nabaki, Tzricha, and Tzricha, so they asked the Rabban, even Malcolm Seder. I feel they Nachu Inami Yosru. Ball, etc., etc., etc. Inami, Shani Hacha, Shushvus kalach hayad, shememachan beraglov, v'chomir tvei, the word should be shvus, the Shabbos, hanase kedako, tayalei nachri. So the second terrorist is the second terrorist before. That if you do it b'shinoi, it's more kal. That's a push-up shot in the Ramban. It's more kal. Now there were those who claim, no, it's no raya. Because the Ramban happens to paskin, we saw it a little bit, that maybe we should talk a paskin as soon as Tzadihei, that b'chol is the Rabbanah. Because the Gemara says, b'fag is only called the Rabbanah, if I think Rabbanah. So that's why the Ramban is more lenient by a shinoi within it, the Rabbanah. I can't say it's impossible, but when the Ramban in Torah saw him said what he said, he did not go into that detail where the Chol was deraisa the Rabbanah. The Ramban quotes an opinion that's deraisa and doesn't reject it out of hand. But the Pasha Pshah has nothing to do with that. Even if it would be deraisa, he would say the same thing. No, that's not what the words mean. Shvus and Hashem means a malach. Look at the in the. I don't have a Torah with me right now. That's what it means. Al the Rebbe said so. Okay, you don't like the Gagarin Rebbe, you don't like the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I want you to snag them over here. I'm calling you from impeccable Hasidic sources.
Why would Rebbe? Rebbe still said it's 2 days in Iran.
2 days, right? So if you ask me, no, I agree with you. If you ask me, why take a chance? The Bechol Hashem Basakana. Why take a chance? Have a guy to before Shigamara that a guy is mutter. Now, could we go around about it's better to one day. It's better to do with Mishinah, but we know for sure this is mutter. Do we know for sure that a shvus the shinui that I do with Mishinah it's mutter? We don't know for sure. Bechaba doesn't seem to like it too much. The Alter Rebbe likes it. The Gretal likes it. Tzokha Shavar Rebbe. Three Rebbes. Okay. So I wouldn't take a chance if I have a goy. If I have no goy, I'm willing to rely on the Rebbes. I come from Chassidus Shastak.
Why are you making this Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, it's not wrong. It's just like the
whole source of the Shulchan Aruch is the Torah Sodom. The whole sif is from the Torah Sodom. He read the Torah Sodom the way you read the Torah Sodom. But the simple way to read the Torah Sodom is like the Rebbe. Like the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, that is matter of the Raisa Ayde Shina. Again, you look at the Torah Sodom, we have it somewhere here, you can find it, you'll look at yourself, and maybe tomorrow we'll open it up again. Okay? Fine. Now I come to what I said before, which I'd like you to explain to me, because my head doesn't still grasp it. The Egre Tal quotes, it really goes back to the Rabbi Avraham ben Aramba. And I wish I had a better understanding of this. I wish the Talmud could give me, to knock it into my head, what it should be true. Egre Tal is found in Borer, Sivkotan Chavdalid, Oz Gimel. Where he says that the din of Ein, Disha, Ela, Begdula, Kaka only applies to the Av Malacha, does not apply to the to a Tolva. The Shri Shabbos goes to Rav Rambam and Rambam. Why does it bother me? I mentioned it once before, but no one's been able to explain it to me to my satisfaction. Maybe it doesn't enter into my head. If this is true, why can't the Abi Chayev no worse than the Tolda? No more. If the Tolda can be Chayev, even Shalom to the Kaka, why shouldn't the Abi Chayev Shalom to the Kaka? So I know that I'm a nothing compared to Rav Avraham and the Rambam. The Shvi'i Shabbos who quotes it and others who quote it. This does not enter my head too well. Okay.
Why
is it different than the Rambam? Yeah.
It's actually Kaka. Even though it's not actually
Dosh. No, so I thought there were two different types. There's a Pu'ula and a Chefza, right? Good, so you're suggesting that the Chefza. You say I'm guilty myself. I said the same thing just a few minutes ago. If it's a chefza, it has to be gedule kaka. If it's a pool, it need not be gedule. That's how I read the Ramban. That's true. So you're asking a kash against me. So if I said that, why should it be that if I I'm so myself. Whenever you take Disha in its original form, the Chefza with wheat and chaff, and if it would be not a Gedulei Karka, then it would be Chayv Al Tepu'ula. So I thought I meant it's a different kind of Pu'ula. It's not Mechusa, not Tomun. So I thought I got out of that problem. But I'm not sure if that's going to help out in the Rambam and the Rambam. So I'm asking you to look it up. The Shvi'itzer Shabbos quotes it. Famous Rambam and the Rambam. Maybe you find the fancy Rambam, they quote in the back, the Frankel somewhere. You get the actual words. You can look at it maybe on your computer. Yeah.
If Ein Disha Lilei Karka is not like a fundamental thing, it's just like that by Dash, the original Dash, it's like Kol HaYad, it's not the Lilei Karka, but is that necessarily true for the Kola? In other words, like, let's, like Schita is a different action. So if Ein Disha Lilei Karka is because otherwise it's just Mishuna, it's not because it's like what Tosa says, it's Hadidara B'Molacha, it's just Mishuna. So maybe for a Tolda, that shouldn't necessarily carry over.
It was the same way as the Chassam Sofer said, we mentioned the first day, that if it's coming from the outside, you'd be chayv and schita, even shlobu dule kaka, Chassam, you ask, where'd he get it from? He got it from the sleeve. Chassam Sofer's sleeve is, Chassam Sofer's sleeve. Ugh. But maybe the pshat of Chassam Sofer is, that it's a different pula. Again, it's a different pula, the same thing I said before. Yeah. And the Vilna Gaon, we'll get to it later, claims that it's not just a din in Disha, it also applies to Ma'amer. We saw it more yesterday, Ma'amer. Kol Meleches HaKarka. We'll have to see later where does the list of Meleches HaKarka end? So maybe we can say that it's not really a. In other words, if you're dealing with a Doveship of Karka, you know, that kind of a situation, you need Gedulei Karka. As opposed to the cases in the Gemara of Ma'amer with things which are not Gedulei Karka or Tzias Chilozon. But if it's a whole different kind of an action, then maybe it's different. I'm not 100% sure. It's an interesting question. Gedulei Karka depends upon the Psolus or depends upon the Ova? And the Tal discusses that in Dosh Sivkot and Zion, Os Gimel and Dalet. Psolus? It goes back and forth. I don't want to spend time on that because it's a little complicated. I just want to end this year. Have another minute. Just 1 minute. There is a Mogen Avraham and a Taz, which you haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet today. It's if called Zion and Dalet respectively. Is there a Issa of Schita Lealter? And is that Rashba? It was on my desk for a while. It's Chelik, we have it. Chelik Dalet Simonai and Hayden, there's even a bookmark there. Who seems to say that it applies to the Alter to Dush as well. And he quotes the Gemara and Av Kuf Mem. Chadu Shaloshim Erev Shabbos, right? So Mamchu Ben B'Yad Ben B'Kli. And my kasha was, I have no answer to that, but if you tomorrow you have an answer, that is not Dosh. That's Lush. Now, we're supposed to learn from Dosh to Lush. Does that mean you can make an equation between Dosh and Lush? Just because we're learning from Dosh to Lush, maybe? That kasha, I do not know. So, that ties a little bit to the Gra, which I mentioned before, but we're out of time. So, tomorrow we'll start with that Gra and go further. See you out of the Shema. Okay.